So this video, I am really excited to record because I want to get it out there for all those of you who've bought courses and programs and step-by-steps and frameworks and the upsells, the downsells, the left sells, the right sells, the virtual summits, the softwares, the unnels and this unnel and that art and whatever, all these things. You get it. I'm trying not to call them out, but you've purchased these things. And if you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and you've been at this for more than 3 weeks or 3 months, and you've potentially been at trying to grow a business, or you've grown a business and now you're feeling stuck, confused, you've lost your mojo, you're not taking the action like you maybe used to, then this video is for you. And I want to show you that I know a thing or two about action, because I made a shirt, I had a design, and I got lots of people some great results, and I had incredible results from taking massive imperfect action. I took massive imperfect action on steroids and was obsessed with it from the early 2000s to late 2021. So much so that it allowed me to travel the world and work with people like Tony Robbins and Tim Ferriss. I've been to Richard Branson's private island 4 times. I've shot over 300 weddings. I did weddings in the Bahamas. I've done all sorts of things. And that success that I had was by and large because of this. MIA, my personality, there's other things. Sure, we can get into all the semantics. But at the end of the day, I took a lot of action. And when I looked back and came up with this kind of MIA phrase, this design, and really started talking about it, it was around 2014. By that time, I had had all this financial success. What's interesting, and that what I want to talk to today to help you over the course of this next 5 to 8 minutes here in this video, is help you identify that if you've bought the courses, you've bought the programs, you've bought the step-by-steps, you've bought all this stuff, and you know what to do. Intellectually, you know what to do, but you are not doing it and you are feeling stuck and confused and maybe more unclear than you've ever been before. Then maybe if we take a little analogy I just came up with today with donuts. If you are eating 2 dozen donuts a day and 2 pints of ice cream, which mind you, on certain levels, to some people might sound disgusting. I'm like, oh, I love sweets. I love ice cream. I love donuts. I love pie. I love cake. And, you know, I could probably, you know, I wish I could survive solely off of just eating ice cream and donuts and some crumble cookies and things like that. But nonetheless, if I did what I'm about to say here, which is just have 2 dozen donuts every day and essentially 2 pints of ice cream, and then I didn't move, I didn't do any activity, we'd be able to very quickly and very easily see that that scale that we step onto is getting higher and higher, that our weight is going up, and then we'll see it in our body. The problem with content consumption is you get creative constipation. And if you're not releasing things, if you're not getting things out, or you're not becoming a creator and you're not taking action, people talk about the law of attraction, where the last 6 letters are action, right? And so what I found in my own life, having been a person who embodied MIA and then becoming a person who basically embodied MOA, and maybe you can relate, MOA being massively overthinking all my actions. See, I couldn't relate to anybody. I mean, I helped people take action. I activated people. I jump-started people. If your battery is metaphorically dead in your human battery, if your car, the battery dies, man, I would come in, plug in my jumper cables, and you will be off and running. I got that in spades. And I did that. And so I was great at that, but I couldn't really relate necessarily to people not taking action because I always took action. But what happened is there became, in 2021, some things happened. No need to go into it in this video, but happy to share if you send me a message and reach out. But what had happened is that I became exhausted, tired, and burnt out from all the action that I had taken. And so over the last few years, I had been building and rebuilding and reshaping my life in very different ways. And in many ways, I've been personally happier than I've ever been in my entire life. Like, I've had moments and pockets of great joy and happiness and awesome things that were happening. But at the peak of my income, at the peak of MIA, back in 2011 and 2012, was the peak of my personal unhappiness in many ways. And the struggle and the challenge and the overwhelm and the anxiety and the stress and the pissing people off and all these things that happened. But I just kept moving forward. And I course corrected and made adjustments. But what I came to the realization, and studying trauma and PTSD and different therapeutic modalities and CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. And I got brain scans to figure out how my brain works and studying ADHD and getting diagnosed and all these different things and studying procrastination and why people aren't taking action. Why am I not taking action anymore? A guy who embodied MIA. Why? And so why are you not? You've bought the courses, you've bought the programs, you've done the things. You know what to do, but you're not doing it. You're not getting the results. At some point in time, we have to go, do we keep eating the donuts or we stop eating the donuts or do we decrease the amount of donuts? At my peak weight, I'm about 165 right now. Pretty ideal. I sit between 163 and 170. At the peak in late 2011, going to 2012, I was 190 pounds and we lived really close to a Subway. And my buddy goes, you want to go down to Subway? I said, sure. He goes, you want to walk? I said, no, I'll meet you there. Now, this would have taken us 4 minutes to walk. And I want to ask you a question. Who will walk the furthest? The person who likes walking. I love walking. I've already gone on like a 3-mile bike ride this morning. It is 7:45 in the morning at the recording of this. I've already gone on a bike ride. I've already done almost 5,000 steps. Like I get up at 4:30 and I do this naturally. Like I don't force it. I'm not forcing myself. I know people are forcing themselves to get up early. They hate it. I love it. I love going on walks. And I love walking around. So what I found and that what you've got to think about is that thank God I went through this process because I can relate to you potentially who may be stuck, may not be taking action, may not have that clarity, that confidence, that conviction to move forward, is that there are things that have happened in your life. There have been divorces. There have been breakups. There have been business partnerships that have gone awry. There have been many failed attempts at things. You've started YouTube channels. You've recorded a few videos. You stopped. You put up a few posts on Instagram. You stopped. You put up a few podcasts. You stopped. You do these things. You stop and start and stop and start and stop and start. And then the people around you go, yeah, good luck with that. Because not only do they not trust you, you don't trust yourself. And so what I found is in the last few years and the epiphany that I had is that my brain and your brain is malleable. It can be reshaped. It's being programmed every day. Everything you hear, everything you read, everything you consume, all the stuff you're taking in, you're not seeing your weight gain as long as you're not pounding down food. Like content, unless you're not active and eat bad, won't raise your weight, right? But it raises an invisible weight that weighs down on you if you could do this way and that way and this way and this thing and that thing and that thing and you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that and you shouldn't do, like right now, somebody's seeing this as an ad. And the way I'm doing this and probably the link that ends up and yada, 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 I'm not supposed to do it that way. But the success I've had through this, I've done so many things that people didn't tell me to do or told me wasn't the right thing to do. And yet I succeeded. But in the last decade of consuming an asinine amount of information, courses, programs, upsells, virtual summits, podcasts, YouTube videos, et cetera, having direct access to very intelligent people, and yet in many ways struggling more professionally than I did when I knew nothing and had no consumption of information or very little relative to now. So if you've consumed a lot of courses and programs and books and degrees and certifications and podcasts and all these things, stuff like me, but you're not taking action, I implore you to think about the fact that there are subconscious sabotages. There are blind spots that are there that are keeping your brain's designed to keep you safe. So everything you've consumed and everything that's happened is having you right where you are today. And if you're not getting the results, if you don't have the six-pack abs, if you don't have the bank account you'd like, and you don't have the results, the followers, or the relationships, it's not because you need to eat more metaphoric donuts. It's not because you need more content. We have to figure out what exactly is going on that is sabotaging you from taking action, from moving forward, from making progress, from being activated to actually not just show up and do a few of something, but to do it indefinitely. But the problem is there's so many things holding us back. One of those things for me and why I didn't take action that I realized is that imperfect action equaled money, but it also equaled pain. And everything of MOA, I mean, personally, I have more control over my schedule, freedom, flexibility, great relationships. Like everything that was negative in the past from MIA is positive right now. But everything that was positive in MIA is negative right now, meaning the professional growth that I had had in past years was a lot slower. Now, I'm not doing horrible, but at the same time, relative to where I was when I took that MIA, I mean, I saw growth recently where I made more money in 3 months in my coaching business, taking MIA, than I had in the entire prior year. was I doing the right things, the perfect things, saying things in this way? I need to start out with a certain hook and then go to this and then go to this and make 3 points and keep it in a certain length and then do this. No, I wasn't doing that. I was just showing up being me, just like I'm showing up right now. And for somebody, the right somebody, it's resonating. You're connecting. You're like, oh my gosh, breath of fresh air, right? Well, you're a breath of fresh air for somebody, but you're so convinced that the way that you would show up, the way that you would do things, the way that you would create is wrong. It's not right. Not the right thumbnail, not the right title, not the right lighting, not the right camera, vertical, horizontal, all these different things. Do I write this kind of ebook or this kind of book or this kind of thing? Do I put it on Amazon? Do I put it on this shopping thing? Do I go from this to this to this to this to this? And before you know it, all that detail just has you do nothing. That's what it did for me. More and more and more and more and more consumption wasn't helping me move forward with all that I already know and trusting myself and trusting my gut and trusting my intuition. And that's the same for you. Do you have the ability to trust yourself, or have you lost that trust in self? And now no one trusts you either. And so now you're in this place of like, what do I do? And I want to help you figure that out, because I've seen that when you can connect the dots, when your brain can go, it doesn't have to be rich and miserable or happy and broke. You can be rich and happy. And my brain said, it kept saying, because if the pain of staying the same does not get greater than the pain of change, you will not change. I don't know who said that. Somebody said that, but I've heard that and I totally believe it, because ultimately our brain, even if you're in a bad situation, if both situations to the brain, meaning the situation you're in that's known and predictable and safe to the brain because it can predict it, then going into the darkness, going into the unknown, quitting that job, getting out of that relationship, doing that scary thing, if that's more unsafe to the brain, you're going to stay in the lesser of the two evils, if you will. And so what I found is my brain was associating MIA with pain. And the pain of my life of a little bit less money than I had made in the past was not as great as the pain of the action, right? All of the things that came with the pain part, I didn't have that. So my brain was sabotaging me unconsciously. But imagine, it's not that intellectually I didn't know it. You likely intellectually know far more than maybe I do, and than a lot of people. And you watch certain courses, you're like, I could teach that. Probably could. But I can watch videos on how to ride a bike for 7 years straight and visualize riding the bike, but never once get on the bike. And when I get on the bike and I've never been on a bike, I'm not going to be able to ride the bike. There's a story of a backwards bike. This guy made a bike. It's an inverted bike. You turn left, it goes right. You turn right, it goes left. But everything else about the bike looks exactly the same as a normal bike. It rides like a normal bike, but no one can ride this bike without lots of practice. And so his kid was 6 years old, been riding a bike for 3 years. It took him 3 weeks to ride this backwards bike. The dad was in his 40s. It took 9 months of daily practice, right? Before he could flip, his brain flipped and he could ride that bike. So for you, if you're in your 30s or 40s and you consumed thousands of hours of content at this point in time, hearing people speak, buying the courses, not logging in, or logging in, watching 2 videos, but not finishing the other 10, whatever it's been, if you're not getting the results that you like from all that consumption, then now we got to get into application. We got to get into activation. We got to get into action. We got to get into motion, but we have to do it in a way that tells the brain that it's safe to do it. So I've had to rewire my brain to go, MIA does not have to equal pain. And all the pain from MIA can be pleasure, but it can be intentional. I can shift it. I can see it differently. I don't have to take MIA and ruin everything that's great. But hey, got more money now, right? No, it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way for you. It doesn't have to be either or. It doesn't have to be good or bad. It can be an integration. You can find the best of this and the best of that and make it your own and integrate it together. And the more that you can teach your brain to know that it is safe to act and safe to do and safe to test and safe to tweak and safe to experiment, right? Like for me, this is the one main way that I can get on here and record. And I've been doing it for decades. And same thing when I grew my video production company, I found a sweet spot. And when I did that and I had the confidence and conviction around it, I did phenomenal. But when I had other people believing that the thing that I love to do was wrong, and if I started to believe that, I didn't do as well. There's something in you that you have the ability to do that is different and unique compared to other people, but you don't believe that it is worth doing. You don't trust yourself because somebody supposedly smarter, wiser, and more successful than you doesn't understand you Anybody who is giving you advice who knows zero about you would be called malpractice in the the medical system, right? If I give a person something that I know nothing about them, and I ask no questions about them, and then I diagnose them, that's a problem, right? And so for me, in the work that I do, it's not about one size fits all. It's about what size fits you, right? What is right for you? What's going to work for you? I've seen people who, technically speaking, may not be that talented. And the thing that they have may not be the best idea, do far better than extremely talented people who do no execution on their idea because they don't believe in it. But the people who believe in what they do, if you got something great and you got a great mindset, you're unstoppable. You've got things like Apple. But when you've got a great product, which I see this all the time in creatives, they're extremely talented, but they don't believe it. They don't see it. They're blind to it. And they essentially ignore it. And then somebody who they can see is maybe less talented than them, but has the confidence, conviction, and belief in their product and their service tends to win more in the business game. So I want to help you win in the business game. And one of those ways may be deciding, maybe you shouldn't be in business. I've had people who have had more success and their mental health has increased and they've made more money when they stopped trying to do something that just really, it was going nowhere fast. And that's not talking 3 to 6 weeks. That's talking a decade. And it was just causing misery. So I help people design what is right for them. And so if you've bought the courses, you've bought the programs, and you're still listening right now, send me a message. Send me a message on Messenger. We'll have an interaction, give you a little test drive, give you a little what I call jumpstart, and we'll take it from there. That's my call to action. I have a few audiobooks you can listen to, one titled Imperfect Action, MIA. You can have that for free. So reach out if you want that. But if you've resonated and you've made it this far, do not hesitate to reach out because maybe you don't need more content, more courses, more books, more podcasts, more donuts, right? Because if your weight continues to gain, meaning if you keep consuming and your bank account isn't going up, if your weight's not going down, if your relationships aren't getting better, then just maybe it's not more of that. It's more of figuring out why, getting to the bottom of why you're not taking action. What is it that's sabotaging you? What is it that's holding you back? What is it that has you procrastinating? And when you can figure that out, you get clarity and confidence around it, you'll start moving, you'll start taking action. And believe me, far more good can happen, in my humble opinion, from all the things I've seen from inaction and action. Far more good tends to happen from MIA and imperfect action and inspired action and doing something than it does sitting around all day, every day, thinking about doing something, consuming things from people doing something. And so if all you want to do is consume, I'm not your guy. I mean, you can sit and consume me too, I guess, but I'm here to help activate, to help jumpstart, to help move people forward. They call me the mind mechanic. Call me Gibbs for short. My last name's Gebbin, Michael Gebbin. But I love activating people. I love people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't love that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, but if you are, I'm here to help. And so do not hesitate to reach out. It's as simple as sending me a DM, sending me a message, saying hello, and I'll take it from there. I don't bite. I don't push. I hate hard sales. I hate manipulation. I hate, making you feel shame and guilt. You're already got enough of that. You already have enough people who are telling you you're not good enough. You're telling yourself you're not good enough. You're telling yourself you can't do it. And you're just sick and tired of it. And I hate that people have to be that way. But when they are, when their metaphoric human battery has been, drained and you can't move your car, I'm the guy you call so that I can plug my jumper cables into you and get you going again on the road of life. Because sitting there in the garage, sitting there on the side of the road and not moving is only continuing to cause frustration and it just doesn't do any good. And being in that place for a few years, it feels like crap. And finding somebody who gets you and understands you and will empathize and help you feel seen, heard, and understood and get you in ways that most won't and allow you to just speak and express yourself in ways that you've never been able to, it feels amazing. And I wish there was more of me, if I'm being honest, because it's been hard for me to find people who really get my wild and wacky brain. And so believe me, give me a try, give me a test, send me a message and say hello. And If you're ready to rock and roll, sick and tired of being sick and tired, and this message it resonated with you at all, and you've seen some of my other videos, when you're ready, you're ready. So if you're not ready, then I get it. But if you are, send that message. I'm here to help. When I hear you, I can help you. So rock and roll, my friend. Have an incredible day. We'll talk soon. Take care. I look forward to hearing from you.